You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I asked my wife if she had anything kind of ridiculous that she still had memorized all these years later. And as Jeremy pointed out, a lot of times these things, it's like,
you're like, why?
Scraps of information. Why do you hold
it's
on to
it? Taking up space up there.
And she didn't hesitate. She goes, oh, yeah, I have memorized all the helping verbs. And I have to admit, I said, what the hell is a helping verb?
Yeah, what
verb?
Is that?
Well, there's different four. They have different names. Sometimes they also call them, what's the other word for them? Auxiliary verbs. Anyway, but the helping verbs. I said, well, what are they? She started doing this whole song. Am, is, are, was, were, being, been, be, have, has, had, do, does, did, well, would, shall, and should.
I'll be damned.
The helping verb.
We're
just
helping.
Like the name of them.
Yeah,
the helping
I'm
verbs.
Helping. They're like waving. Hi.
So I just after I got done shaking my head, I go, anything else? She goes, oh, yeah, I know a song where I can sing all of the countries of Africa.
Oh, well, that might come in handy. You're well, like no, on a game we, show or something.
Well, we realized it couldn't because Africa is quite an unstable continent. And so
they've
those
changed.
Countries tend to change
yes.
every few years. So your song goes out of style after a while.
Very similar to that. Nancy on our Facebook wrote in and said, I can sing the spelling of Czechoslovakia. And then she said, no longer a country.
Right.
Right. Which is a pretty substantial word as I'm looking at it. I can remember my high school locker combination. It was locker 112 at Bear Creek High School, mm-hmm. 16, 32, 24. And that was circa mid-90s.
Huh.
And they tore that school down and rebuilt it, so I wouldn't even be able to sneak back in and get into the locker.
Huh.
What about you?
They're all divisible by 8.
Oh, yeah, look at you, math guy.
That's just the first thing I thought of uh-huh. when you said 16, 32, 24.
Yeah.
The only thing, I don't know, my brain holds on to useless, not so much parts of my life, but just, I don't know, things that I have read or something.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, like, back when I was really young and we had a landline and I was a kid, I still remember my landline number. And you got to remember, we were military families, so we moved a lot, but there's one from, like, I guess formative years, and I'll never forget that number. So
yeah.
I've got an old phone number memorized that I haven't used in years.
Yeah. Wow. I was talking to Josh yesterday after the show, and tell me what was the thing that you memorized, then you started spouting it off. I don't even remember.
Yeah, so in high school, I had to take a theater class, and it was, like, required to graduate. And so my theater teacher, who was awesome, I loved the dude, made us memorize these certain tongue twisters to kind of get us ready for whatever we had to say. Get our, I guess, our mouth.
It's like
ready.
Anchorman, you know, unique New York.
Yeah.
Unique New York.
And these tongue twisters, I'll never forget. Do you want to hear one?
I do want to hear one. You had two of
everybody
them, if I recall.
Wants to hear them. Come on.
Now say it kind of slow because you were like, yesterday.
I was spouting it off yesterday.
All right,
so one of them was, to sit in solemn silence on a dull, dark dock in a pestilential prison with a lifelong lock, awaiting the sensation of a short, sharp shock from a cheap and chippy chopper on a big, black block. A big, black block, a short, sharp shock from a cheap and chippy chopper on a big, black block. And we had to spout that off
Woo!
As fast as we could. And that's just
chippy,
something
chippy chopper?
I will never, ever forget. And it's just
Dang.
Stuck in my head.
That's a good one, man. And then wasn't there a second one, or was that?
Yeah, it's Bibby Bobby bought a bat, Bibby Bobby bought a ball. With his bat, Bob banged the ball, banged a bump against the wall. But so boldly, Bobby banged it that he burst his rubber ball. Boo, cried Bobby, bad luck ball. Bad luck, Bobby, bad luck ball. Now to drown his many sorrows, Bobby Bibby's blowing bubbles. And it's so useless. I'll never use that again except to on the radio, I guess.
I can't believe you don't have a girlfriend.
I can't
believe you don't have a girlfriend. That's great, man. I love those, though. That's really, that's well done.
That is funny, man.
That is funny.
Let's open up phones.
Yes.
We want to have some fun with this. What useless thing? Well, maybe it's not useless.
Hey, we got a laugh out of it, yeah.
What do you still have memorized years later? Let's have some fun with you this morning. So you have to understand, if we put you on with us and you tell us something you have memorized, we're going to ask you to spout it off. In most cases.
Correct, yes.
I think in some cases we probably shouldn't. We'll start with Jackie. Good morning, Jackie. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning.
So for whatever reason, we all seem to have the silliest little thing still memorized all these years later. What is it for you?
I know all 50 states in alphabetical order.
Is it because of the song?
It is because of the song, but when my kids ask, I don't sing it. I just say it because it's much more impressive that way.
Yes. You're like, whoa, mom's a whiz.
That's funny. Give us the first, like, 10 or 12. Ready and go.
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana.
Very good.
Nicely done.
You know, there's some little game out there where you're supposed to, it's like a bar game, and you give everybody a piece of paper. And what is it? It's either 4 or 6 minutes, and everybody has to write down as many states as they can. And I want to say it's 4 minutes. And
I would win that game.
You would kill at that game. I would get up and leave.
But if you were to put a map out and ask me to label them all, I'm not sure.
That's a little more difficult. Yeah.
That's interesting. Hey, I'm glad you called. Go have a great day. All right.
Thanks. You too.
Bye. Thank you for being on the show. We appreciate you taking the time. Hey, Butch, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning. How are you, gentlemen?
We're so good, buddy. What do you still have memorized?
My mother's driver's license number from when I was a child.
Now, why did you have that? Why do you know that number?
As a child, even.
So, when I was a kid, everyone used checks to pay for things at the grocery store and everything else, and they would always ask you for your driver's license number, and so she would always recite it, and after hearing it 10,000 times when I was younger,
you knew it.
Never forgot it.
That's great. I get it. Yes.
I don't think we should have you repeat
no,
it.
No, we can't. No.
No. And the fun thing about it is when I ever have to use like a super secret password, I always use that number because it's just so random.
Yeah, that's great.
Good to know, Butch. For all the hackers listening.
Buddy, thanks for being on the show. Have a fun day, all right?
Thank you, gentlemen.
Bye, Butch.
Thank you so much. Who's next? It's Cameron. Good morning, Cameron. Welcome.
Good morning.
What do you still have memorized?
Let's see. From one trimester of middle school Spanish, I have a song memorized.
Well, I hope you warmed up your pipes because we're going we're gonna want you to sing it.
And okay. Go.
Tengo una familia grande en una casa muy pequeña.
What does that mean?
I have a big family in a little house.
All right. I love that song.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I think your inflection needs a little work on it.
A little bit. You're a little dry, but you know.
Yeah, I took French in high school afterwards, so I'm surprised it still stuck.
You know any
French songs?
No, you know, I don't. It took 4 years of French, and I don't know any of those.
Frère Jacques, Frère Jacques.
Dormez-vous.
See,
you got one.
There we
Cameron,
go.
Cameron, you are delightful. Thanks for the fun call.
Of course, no problem. Thank you, guys.
See you later.
All right, and there she
goes.
That
was French, wasn't it?
Yes.
I think.
Hey, Jay, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, boys.
Hello, sir.
So what is memorized?
A friend of mine was engaged to Sheila E.'s sister, and they were living at Sheila E.'s sister's house, her parents' house at that time. I still had that phone number memorized 30 years later.
Who the hell is Sheila E.?
Okay, so Sheila E., for those of you who don't know, she was in Prince's band. She played with Prince, and she had at least one hit on her own. Wasn't it The Glamorous Life, I think, was her big hit?
That is correct. That is correct.
Yeah, she's a big 80s
number
30
years later still stuck in my head.
Oh, man.
The funny thing is, when you called that number, her parents' answering machine would say, sorry, we can't come to the phone right now, but we're out living the glamorous life.
Have you called the number lately to see if it's still active?
No, probably not in 15 years, maybe.
Call it today, buddy.
As soon
report
as you
back.
Hang up with us, call it, and then call back and tell our producer what you got.
Okay, I can do that.
All right. We'll be
day,
waiting.
Jay, thanks for being on the show, buddy.
All right. See ya.
Sheila E.
Sheila who?
That's hilarious. Danielle, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Boys.
Boys. Well, boys.
Hi.
What do you still have memorized?
So I grew up in Tennessee, and my granddad taught me two things, how to spell Mississippi in the South, and then how to count to 10 in Cherokee.
Well, now, wait a minute. Let's
Mississippi isn't that hard. Is it the whole crooked letter?
You got it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
How does that go? Do it. How does that one go? Is there a funny word for the I, or is it M-I, crooked letter?
Yeah, but you have to go as fast as you possibly can. Ready? M-I, yeah. crooked letter, I, humpback, I.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you got a little Danielle, you had a little twang when you did that, too.
On the radio.
M-I, crooked letter.
Danielle,
wait,
go
then,
over.
Do you want to hear counting to 10 in Cherokee?
Why not?
Let's do it. Kimberly, John J. Jedabedi, Sikasati, Nana Kenny, Fimbe, Kentani, Yayo Q.
Well, we're going to have to take your word for it.
Yeah, but, wow.
Impressive, right?
That's really
so
cool.
Impressive.
Yeah.
Be a good bar trick. Danielle, have a fun day. Thanks for being on the show.
See you later now.
Y'all too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Who's been holding the longest? It is Aaron. Good morning, Aaron. Welcome.
Good morning.
So what's the ridiculous thing you still have memorized?
So from sixth grade, I have words memorized. I think they're pronouns, but could be something else. It's is, are, was, were, am, be, been, may, can, must, might, could, would, should, have, has, had, do, did, does, shall, will.
Wow. I think you missed the early part of our conversation. You just went through the helping verbs again.
Oh, helping verbs? Okay.
Those are helping verbs. I know because my wife sings a song about those. So.
I'm helping.
Nice. Okay.
Nice. Hey, listen, thank you for the time. Thank you for being on the show. We got time for one more?
One
Maybe
more.
Two. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing splendidly. What do you have for us?
I have all of the counties of New Jersey memorized from fourth grade.
How many are there?
I think there are 21.
Well, we might as well hear them.
Might as well.
All right, here we go. Atlantic, Bergen, Burlington, Camden, Cape May, Cumberland, Essex, Gloucester, Hudson, Hunterdon, Mercer, Middlesex, Monmouth, Morris, Ocean, Passaic, Salem, Somerset, Sussex, Union, Warren.
Sounds good to me.
First time I have ever had to use that. It has never gotten me a single job.
Right. No date. Nothing.
Nothing.
Well, you know what? You got millions of people who have heard you do it now, Mike, so you're a star, buddy.
Yeah, well done, sir.
I appreciate it.
All right, Jersey boy, thank you for being on the show. I'm going to sneak in one more real fast, and it's Jenny. Hi, Jenny. Thanks for holding.
Hi.
All right, so what do you have memorized?
It's a French Christmas carol that I learned in French class in high school. Do you want me to do it for you?
How about 20 seconds of it?
Il est né le divin enfant, jouez raisonnez musette. It means he is the divine infant, let's raise the music.
I like it.
It's beautiful, and you have a lovely singing voice, too.
It's really nice.
Thank you.
Jenny, thanks for being on the show with us, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye. Au revoir.
Hey, look at you. Well, this was fun.
It sure was.
And the gamut of things that people know is...
Yeah.
Pretty wild.
If you want to see more of them, go head over to our Facebook page, search Dom and Jeremy, and there's at least over 100 on there right now. So,
my favorite that I just remember glancing at was from Julie, who said she said my ex-husband's social security number, divorced 17 years.
Let me give you one that I like too. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I wonder if that still comes in handy somehow.
Maybe.
If you know what I mean.
I'll give you one more quickie. Sherry says the Gettysburg Address, which you would be like, eh, okay. She says, well, the thing is I didn't have to memorize it for school. My sister did. She recited it so much that Sherry learned it. She says, I so badly wanted to have the same class 3 years later to be the star. No such luck.
And she still remembers.
Still remembers it. Crazy.
Man, that's crazy. Thank you for all your calls. Thank you for participating online, too, for the funny messages you've sent. We appreciate you. Jeremy, what do you got coming up in trending in a few minutes?
Big old debate here in a few minutes. Pies or cakes? We'll cover that. We'll tell you why fans are upset at Justin Bieber. And then clickbait today involves a almost $1 million car crash. It's pretty darn insane. We'll tell you about that and more coming up in trending.
I'm considering part of the more.
Okay.
Sharing the story about how Jeremy would get in big trouble if he moved to Finland.
Okay.
Curious?
I am.